Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi there. I'd like to talk to you today, and I want to start that over again because that's annoying. Okay. Hi there. I'd like to talk to you guys today about can be a sensitive topic sometimes, and that's therapy and whether or not you should, consider that. So we'll be right back. And we'll get right into it. Okay, so therapy. A lot of people aren't sure if therapy is their jam, if that's something that they should do, if that's something that would help them. And I'm going to talk about a few things, three questions you might ask yourself to see if that's something that's right for you. So, first of all, most importantly, remember, I am not a doctor or a therapist or anything like that. I'm not giving medical advice of any kind. If you have detailed questions about whether you should or should not take a certain course of action, make sure to seek out a professional and get their advice before you make any decisions about your physical or mental health. That's number one. These are just my observations from seeing in the thousands of people between the Facebook group that I'm a part of and people that I've spoken with over the last 4 years doing the podcast and now the YouTube channel that have given me some of their insights. So I'm sharing with you some of the things that they've told me. So many people question whether or not you should do therapy. I took part in some therapy when I was going through the very early stages, about a year in, I guess, of my estrangement from my son. So it definitely helped me. It could help you. I believe that it might have, I don't know if the estrangement would have lasted longer for me, but my mental state would have definitely lasted longer had I not gone through some of that therapy. So, and my story is way less than some of your even story out there. So there are some people that I've talked to, they've been in therapy for years, even besides the estrangement. They've been in therapy for years and they swear by it, that it really helps them cope with life in general. And then when certain things come up, like the estrangement or maybe a death in the family or whatever, then they have that basis with a therapist. So it might be something to really look into. If I were you, I would at least consider it. Weigh the pros and cons with it. You know, only you really know if you think it might help you. I think one of the keys is, if you do go that route, is to find a therapist that resonates with you. And it may not be the very first one you run across, may not be the first one you talk to. So be aware that, like with any profession, with any human, you're going to resonate more with one person than the other. You're going to get along more. You're going to feel more comfortable. So it may take a little time to find that person. So just be aware of that. So might be sound kind of silly, but what do we really mean when we say therapy? Well, I looked up a couple of different sources to get some, you know, roundabout information. In dictionary.com, it describes it as a treatment of disease or disorder as by some remedial, rehabilitating, or curative process, such as speech therapy. Also goes on to say a curative power or quality, psychotherapy, or an act, hobby, task, program that relieves some tension. So it just depends on what you need therapy for. What we're talking about really is something to help us to cope, something help us to feel a little bit better about us as people, and maybe to identify some things that we may need to work on ourselves. So I also looked at Cambridge. It's dictionary.cambridge.org. Says a treatment that helps someone feel better, grow stronger, especially after an illness. Could be something like occupational therapy, speech therapy again, group therapy. Even joining a club can be a certain type of therapy for loneliness. So a lot of you out there probably have done that. That's what my Facebook group is all about. People that just to know that you're not alone in this crazy mess. So as you can see, there's a number of different meanings. Like I said, for our situation, I think it's more the to help us identify maybe shortcomings that we have, or if, you know, none of us are perfect. We can always blame the other party, whether you're the parent listening to this, or a child, you know, an adult child listening to this, or maybe some other family member, or even friend. You can always blame the other person, but so often in things that I've seen, and myself included, there were things I needed to do. Another very good friend of mine says that without family therapy, she would not have been able to reconcile with her child. So take that for what you will. So a few questions. Should you consider therapy of that kind? I think if you're open to it and you really want to find a way to heal, not to heal yourself from this trauma, then, you know, at least consider it. That doesn't necessarily mean that you need to go to a therapist that you, oh my gosh, you have to lay down on a couch or in a chair and pour out your deepest, darkest secrets and feelings necessarily too. You know, it depends on you. Remember, therapy as it defined was a treatment that helps someone feel better, grow stronger. So that might not be traditional therapy. I think there's definitely a place in that if you're that kind of person, but not everyone likes to do that. So If that's not something that'll work for you, then maybe something that's not traditional. Remember, again, I'm a layman. I am not a therapist or a doctor, so take that for what it's worth. But it could be something that allows you to get some of those feelings out. It could be a sport. It could be something as simple as, you know, reading or whatever, doing your own personal discovery. So I don't think therapy is for everyone, but I think it definitely has its place. So it just depends on what you'll get out of it. That's my opinion. Number two, do you think therapy can help with estrangement? I absolutely think it can. Again, it's going to depend on you. It's going to depend on the kind of person you are and how receptive you are to those kinds of things. Remember, a therapist can't fix you. He or she can't fix the relationship with your son or daughter, your child. What they can do is give you certain tools to help you maybe correct some of your behaviors or identify behaviors maybe that you didn't even know the person you're estranged from had, that might help you at least heal yourself and be open to the possibility at one day reconciling with them. So another example I was given by a friend was...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
To treat therapy like that meme you may have seen going around Facebook or the internet, think of therapy as a pre-therapy, as a tangled ball of yarn. And then once you're done with therapy, it should be a very tidy ball, you know, all rolled together nice and neatly. That's kind of what therapy is like, or what it should be. You know, you come in a mess, and hopefully at some point you start straightening out some of those cords of the yarn, and help you to be able to cope. So, another example was, and this is a little old school, so the younger people in the room, forgive me, but kind of like when you used to take your carpet outside, maybe they still do, I don't know, I don't have carpets, but when you take your carpet outside and start beating it so that the dirt, cleaning it, so you start beating it so that it's getting that deep down dirt. So when you do that, it all gets messy and bubbles up to the surface for the first few hits. And then before you're done, it's all cleaned away. So therapy can kind of be like that. It, you know, you either, you work through some stuff, it gets messy. You might get emotional. You might get angry. You might get whatever emotion you want to put there, whatever adjective you want to put there. But then by the end, you start cleaning some of that out and maybe either putting it in certain boxes or tossing it out altogether. So that can kind of be the way therapy is for us, in my opinion. Now, I feel like I kind of need to have a disclaimer that I'm not suggesting anyone go and beat anyone, you know, the way people are. So I just wanted to put that out there. The other thing to consider with that is making sure that you learn to separate facts from feelings. And you know as well as I do, especially for the people my age and maybe older in the group, back in the day, there was a game that you would play, and you would have a whole bunch of people and say, you'd tell this one person, and by the time it got all the way around to you again, it was a completely different message. So that's kind of like your feelings. You feel like maybe someone's doing a certain thing or saying a certain thing, but in reality, if you had a video recording, sometimes, I'm not saying it's true all the time, I know there are those cases, but sometimes there are those cases where if you look at it objectively, that's not what was said, or that's not how it was intended. A lot of times between texting and emails and, you know, some sort of a non-verbal communication, however you want to do that, a lot gets lost in there. A lot of the emotion, a lot of the inflections. So a lot of times those feelings you might get from reading something aren't really what it was intended to be. I hope that makes sense. I feel like I got a little sidetracked, but I hope that makes sense. And then to separate things that you think might happen because of X, as opposed to things that are likely to happen. Like with parents, when we use this example with our kids all the time, especially when they were younger, that we're naturally going to assume if you're not home and you haven't called us and you haven't communicated with us, then we're going to go to the worst possible place. When reality, you're probably not, most likely, in a ditch, turned upside down, in your car, or broke down on the side of the road. Most likely, you just lost track of time. So trying to separate those things that, of course, anything's possible, it could happen, but keeping that separate from what most likely is going to happen or has happened. So, but therapists can give you tools like that. And a lot of times they'll give you that and they'll say that they're giving you that for your toolbox. So you have certain tools in your toolbox, and depending on the situation, you can come out and use this one, or it might make you need to use this one, depending on what's going on. So that's something that therapists can help you do. Might sound kind of silly, but when you have someone holding you accountable, and giving you some of those seemingly silly tools that you might not think of on your own, it could make a big difference. I have a very good friend who, she's our daughter's age, and she is, a lot of times she does, not physically destructive, but, self-sabotaging. She does self-sabotaging. And so she'll go to the worst place if one of her friends is not communicating with her or her significant other, whatever. She instantly goes to, I'm not good enough. I'm not a good person. They don't love me. They don't think I'm attractive, whatever. So she's constantly having to battle herself to do that. So one of the tools in her toolbox is to say, have a certain phrase, get out of my head. So if she can remember to do that, and sometimes we remind her, but if she can remember to do that, then it helps snap her out of it. Seems kind of silly, but it does work for some people. Now you might ask how you get started. Stupid question, right? Maybe not. I would certainly recommend doing some research. If you're comfortable or more comfortable with, I don't know, if you're a man, if you're more comfortable talking to a man, or a woman more comfortable talking to a woman, or vice versa, then seek out that first. Then maybe do some online reviews, see if that person has any reviews, what people have said. I don't know if they review like that with therapists. I would imagine there's somewhere to do it. But look up some stuff like that. Obviously, it may not be the kind of thing you can necessarily ask your friends for advice. You may be feel a little weird about that. If you don't, that's a great thing too. I think the key is that with a therapist, they work for you. So you might have to go through a few of them before you find the one that fits with you. And that's okay. You may not find that person right off the bat. I did, and other people have, but you may not. Remember, you have to be comfortable with who you choose. You're going to be potentially talking about some very touchy subjects, some very emotional things. So you want to be very comfortable. And again, like I said before, they work for you. So if they're not working out, or if they're not giving you what you need, I mean, therapy's not going to, doesn't have to be comfortable, but if you're comfortable with the person, that's the important thing. So I hope some of this has helped. I know it's a difficult decision to make sometimes, and I do hope it's helped. If you have any questions, or if you would like to be on the show or participate in any way, feel free to drop me an email at beyondthepainpodcast@gmail.com. Please remember to hit subscribe and like the video on the YouTube channel. It really does help get the message out there to more people. The more we can get that out there, perhaps the more people that we can help heal earlier in their journey. So all that being said, please take care of yourselves and remember to live beyond the pain. Have a good one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.